I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Tara Las McKinney. She is Executive Director of the Marquette Downtown Development Authority. She shared an update on the plans for the upcoming implementation of the Social District in downtown Marquette.
So the Social District is something that came about in 2020 as a response to COVID, but it ended up being such a great thing that they adopted it as a permanent measure for cities and downtowns throughout Michigan. So it is something that we saw once it became permanent. We said, you know, this looks like this is something that would be really good for downtown. So it's something we decided to move forward with.
What is it going to mean? What does this allow people to do?
Sure. So this will allow people to go into bars and restaurants in downtown Marquette that have their social district licenses, and they will be able to purchase a social district beverage in an appropriate cup, and they will be able to walk around the streets of the downtown district, the social district itself.
So I think that's important to mention here is the social district is a defined area. What are sort of the parameters of that?
Sure. So it very much mirrors the actual parameters or the boundaries of downtown Marquette. So most of 3rd Street from just about Fair all the way down to Berga Avenue. We have Washington Street from Lakeshore all the way to about 6th Street. And then we have several of the streets in between there. We have Berga, we have Front Street, we have Main Street, Spring Street. So we're really making sure we're encompassing all of the bars and restaurants that have liquor licenses in downtown.
So the important part here to remember is that this is not sort of a free rein to be able to bring, you know, a six pack or something and have it in the park. This means that if you wish to, as an adult, partake in this, you have to follow the rules, which include special cups.
That is correct. Yep. All of the licensed businesses will have appropriate cups, and they're going to have two pieces of information on them. It's going to have a sticker that says, hey, this is actually for the social district. And then it's going to have a sticker that signifies where it came from. So if a cop does happen to see you with that drink, they're going to know that you purchase that appropriately.
And this is also going to be a part of this getting going is there's going to be somewhat, I'm sure, of a learning curve that with law enforcement and with the bar owners and all the restaurant owners that they're going to do their best to make sure people understand this, right?
For sure. So we're doing a lot of training with the participating bars and restaurants, and we're putting out a lot of information too to the public so that they know what to expect as well.
Is there going to be some signage, things like that? I believe I saw some already starting to go up. What are you doing as a DDA with that?
So we have the boundaries of the district signed right now. They're going up as we speak. As I drove here, I saw some going up this morning. We're also going to have signs throughout the district that just is a reminder of the rules. So it says, you know, this is how you can enjoy your social district. And then we'll have some that also have the actual maps on that as well.
We're talking with Tara Las McKinney this morning, who is Executive Director of the Marquette Downtown Development Authority. When we talk about this, it sounds to me like it's also kind of combined with some events, activities, things like music on 3rd, the farmers market moving into the downtown area on Wednesday nights. How does this all fit in sort of the overall downtown development sort of interactivity, or at least making it someplace to come and visit and hang out?
Sure. Well, this is just another great reason to come to all of our awesome events that are downtown. Mm-hmm. Definitely things like the Farmers Market, Blueberry Fest, right. All those sorts of things, Music on 3rd. It's just another way to enjoy those events as well.
And again, what do people need to really keep in mind with this social district? I mean, I understand you're looking at getting it going here next month sometime, right?
Yeah, we're hoping to get it started sometime mid-June.
So what do people really need to remember when it comes to this in terms of just some basic concepts? That is it something to say that, you know, you can't just bring your own and that kind of thing? What do you want to leave people with?
That's right. We want to make sure that you're visiting these designated bars and restaurants that will be selling those, and that you're purchasing those drinks from those places. We want to make sure that you're not sharing those with anybody. So you're just buying one at a time, you know?
Right. You get one at a time. It's in a special cup. You walk out, and in that area, you can utilize these and enjoy these. But it's not sort of a just run around and do the whole thing, right?
We still want people to be responsible. You know, public drunkenness is still against the law. So, you know, bar owners, bartenders, wait staff is all trained to actually, you know, look for those things.
Sure.
whether they be inside of their business or, you know, going out into the streets.
Well, if people have questions, they want to find out more, I know you're working on having all of this at your website. How do people go to that?
Yeah, so our website is downtownmarquette.org, and we have a drop-down menu where you can learn all about the details of the social district.
That's Tara Loss McKinney, Executive Director of the Marquette Downtown Development Authority. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindela.